You are the captain of the club, and instead of laying down motivation to your teammates, instead of laying down leadership to your teammates, you're laying down pipe to their mamas.
Rest before we do rest.
You know when Shakira said her hips don't lie? Well, PK does.
Sensational.
But as we grow up, we need to start adding value or looking towards things that actually have value and add them to our masculinity.
In life, you can't control everything. You can't control everyone and how people react to shit. So now you're always going to be mad because of how someone reacts.
Listen, I'm not fucking anything with the fucking electric current in it, dog. Nothing.
An hour later, he's like, oh, what's your account number? And then a little notification comes in. He's like, oh, thank you so much for your time.
This nigga's a Twitter.
Let me mansplain podcast.
Hello.
Aibo, this guy in the middle of the team tactics, I'm still picking the starting 11 and he posts it.
That's how it's supposed to go.
Aibo, bro, you picked the starting 11 first and you submitted first. Imagine just before the game, bro, while the coach is still picking starting 11. Man, them just show the starting 11 like that time, man.
But niggas act like we can't explain now.
Sensational.
Yeah, that's what we're here to do. Let me
exactly.
Damn!
Exactly. Hey,
you Plinto Mbeko used to say that, bro. Like, you
oh, you had a girl who said exactly.
Nah, I'm asking.
Nah, she was joking whenever she said it. So it wasn't.
Hi, a serious exactly. Hi.
Hi, ngeke bro. Ngakujaja, yo ngakujaja, fine.
Bro,
a girl who says exactly, seriously.
Bro,
oh, ancient. I was ancient.
I once heard a chick say, Nazi crutch yako.
Yeah, guess this.
Ha.
I crutch.
Oh, I remember that.
Like, was she disabled or something?
Wow.
What? Oh, bro, wow. Like, some people use crutches all the time, dog. What's going on?
This nigga baby choked on me.
Wow, sensational. We're getting sensational that early.
I don't understand what's sensational. Nay, crutch, yeah. Like, dude, it's a crutch. It's
no, she meant crush.
Hey, boy!
It's about a crutch, a real crutch.
Like a real crutch.
I thought it was like a real crutch, dog.
Like a baby daddy.
Damn.
English is a crutch, my nigga.
We're talking about a baby daddy.
Damn.
A real life crutch, a baby daddy.
Sensational. Damn.
Sensational.
No, that's true. Dying egg.
Yeah, early.
Yo, no, let's get sensational as soon as we can, because you know what, bro, this is the world's most sensational podcast. You already know, we're back in again, as usual, man. This is Mr. Fear Bavaria in your area, the bringer of truth, the dropper of isms, what you know are who.
That was a very short intro. But yo, man, this is Wesley Sniper. I shoot him from a distance like Roberto Carlos.
I send the cabby in the Zalaman to pop up last night to be saying, and I'm gone. We let members play in this wheel.
Ganjalun J. And as always, this is the podcast where everything goes. Just as long as you can explain it, let's get it. I have a bro. This man says this, it's short. Well, sometimes you just need to get in and do the quickie. He wants us to serenade and Gatorade retrograde the intro and then start again and seduce man.
Bro.
Get to the thing.
No. This is like, you know, in primary school when we went on a trip and then we played those games. Do you guys remember that introduce yourself game? Jump out. You have to say it. My name is Bavaria. Yeah, I am a gem dropper. Yeah. And when I drop, yeah. I don't know what you say. You'll get knowledge for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life.
The rest of your life.
Yeah. Stupid shit.
Sensational.
Hey, but gents, actually, I want to ask you, do you guys have a series or a movie that you guys really like, that your chick put you onto, that you first thought was cheesy or stupid?
I have to think about this.
Bruh, they watch a lot of white girl shit. A lot of white girl shit.
Vampire things. There's this one vampire thing that I thought was pretty.
Vampire Diaries.
Gay, but I don't know, bro. But there's this one brother in it who's too sensational.
Sensational.
This one guy with the British accent. It's mad here. He's sensational. Liam Cheetah, man.
I don't know.
I can't even remember the plots, but I remember having my mind changed after I watched like 3-4 episodes of it. But in total, I probably touched 6, but that's the 6 sensational episodes. That's all I can say. I can't remember which one.
You know which one was for me? Actually, I just remembered it. Remember Umbrella Academy? Umbrella Academy. That one was weird for me, but I liked it, bruh. I liked it. Some white people shit.
Bruh. Like, Umbrella Academy.
You don't remember it? It's on Netflix. The one where they had like all these kids with super powers. One guy who doesn't age, but he can run. He ran into the future. And there's this one chick who like became a movie star, but she can like make niggas do whatever the fuck they just by like telling them what to do. She makes niggas freeze and then they do whatever she wants them to do. It's the coolest power on earth, bro.
Right. Yeah, it just sounds like the superpower that every girl at Cubana on a Friday night has.
Yeah. Pussy power.
Sensational.
Bro, but you know what? You know what I realized, dog?
Yeah.
Like, pussy power, not all pussy power is the same.
Yes.
Sometimes, bro, not all pussy power is the same, bro. Because sometimes, bro, I feel like women have done this thing where they think they all get to drink from the Kool-Aid and hype themselves. Some of y'all can get away with it. Some of y'all, it ain't happening. Some of the gal, when they walk into the club or they walk into the joint, whatever, she knows she's walking in and out of there without lifting or touching her wallet once. Some others of you,
damn
guys, you have to budget for these things. You don't just, things don't just happen.
Some of you.
did I say
Uncle Ruckus.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yeah, good piece.
Did I really say some others of you?
Bruh. Jesus. You're here. I'll kill you with the drops. I'll kill you with the drops. But niggas, have you ever
had?
I was thinking recently and I was like, I randomly thought, is expecting a paycheck normal in this day and age? Let me mansplain that sentence. You know how old people are always saying, don't expect a paycheck attached to anything. But now since we're in a pandemic, shit is going faster, unemployment rates are through the roof. Can we now expect a paycheck attached to the shit that we do? Or do we still have to be humble enough to work for free?
Huh? What?
Listen.
Wait. Work for money now. We need to have a paycheck. To answer your question, we need to have a paycheck attached to every fucking thing.
Everything. Commodities. Dog.
We are the commodity at this fucking point, yes. Bro. We your skills, your time, yeah, you need to attach
bro,
a paycheck.
Bro, no one's doing nothing for the free ski, bro. You do something for the free ski when you're not good at it, bro. Even the link ups.
Oh, you're still learning.
Even the link ups, girl need to pull up with some food, some something. You ain't just going there on a hungry stomach to deliver the service. I ain't like it, bro. This dick ain't free.
Now, I was just randomly thinking, like, Yazzie, you know how old people are always like, you have to do this? Like, I don't have to go through that struggle, number one. Number two, we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic. I can't sit and say, you know what? Just because I'm going to learn the skill. Listen, I can learn the skill while getting paid for that skill at the same time. Yo, I don't have to, shit. It doesn't take human beings a long ass time to capture a skill unless you just don't want to learn. in my opinion. Yeah.
Listen, bro, I think I do things for free, but not necessarily for free. Like, I'll do it for free, like, you don't have to pay me up front, but I know that there is a space for mutual benefits in the relationship with that party. So, for example, some people that I'm doing a series of business deals with, I know that you are an investment banker, or you are in the logistics business, and I do this, and you'll ask me for a favor one time, and I'll ask you for a favor another time, and, you know, we are somewhat going to a certain direction where we can scratch each other's back.
That's not free. Yeah. That's not free, dog.
There needs to be an exchange of value. Yeah. Even if there's not an exchange of financial value, there needs to be exchange of some value.
Thank you.
But and just a one
how
way.
You view the value and how what you put value on, be it a favor or Jay, whatever. If it's not, we can't do free shit for free. I'm sorry, bro. Nah.
Bro, you know when I realized that I'm sleeping
only
with myself,
if it was with the homies and whatnot, that's when shit is.
I realize I'm sleeping on myself when I was just talking at random about what I do in a Twitter space, and a nigga hit me up in the DM, asked me, like, yo, tell me more about this. I told him more about this, and then, like, an hour later, he's like, oh, what's your account number? It's like, oh, for the why? I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, why am I asking for the why? Let me give the nigga. And then a little notification comes in. He's like, oh, thank you so much for your time. I'm like, yo. Niggas have been giving this ism, and I can get paid for the ism.
This nigga is a Twitter hun.
Damn!
This nigga's a Twitter hun. Scamming niggas out there, man. Not even scamming, but you get it for free. But that's what Kane said. Remember what Kane said? He'll be the chick. Yo. Scamming all the rich niggas out their money. Yup.
Yo. You know what? Finish me. But look, listen, you know what's the difference?
Sensational.
You know what's the difference, though? No, dog. You do me a bit dirty. Wait. Here's the difference, though. Them girl are on the tip of Vulamlomo, Leana. That one is a Vulamlomo, dog. That there was no Vulamlomo. Man said after we had the conversation and we chopped it up and game was exchanged, then he was like, oh, what's your account number? He dropped the thing for your boy, and then that's it. These girls are like, I ain't talking to you until notification comes in, so it's different. But yo, that's my funny story.
I'm glad you told us that, because game isn't given for free. Like we were saying earlier, we'd say that game costs much as you did give it to him pause for free.
Sensational.
As much as you did give game for free, there was, yes, you weren't expecting compensation because game is free. Like, do with it what you want. You know, you can only teach, or you can only lead a horse to the water. What's that saying?
And you can't force it to drink.
Exactly.
And, bro, you know it's actually very profound.
He gave you the tip, though.
He said he was gay, so what?
Aye, pause.
Wow. Double entendre. Pause. Double entendre. Tip.
Pause.
Tip.
Pause.
Ooh. That's an nasty double entendre. Ooh, tip. We can clearly see who the rapper is here.
Sensational.
Aye, sensational. But no, listen. See, one thing I've noticed, right? And this is actually going to something I've been thinking about. But we'll see if we get there. No homo. This thing of game and knowledge. We really don't have a respect for knowledge, man. Like, I've really realized niggas are not ready to pay for knowledge. And this is to our detriment. A lot of people, man, are not willing to pay for knowledge. But it's only those who are looking to build something. Those people pay for knowledge. Like, I was mind blown where these big business guys, I know Grant Cardone, it's like $100K in dollars, mind you, to a ticket to one of his events where you'll get to talk to him live. And there's this whole system where you do an hour consultation session with them and whatever have you. And I'm thinking to myself, like, before I would think that was just a preposterous, it's crazy amount of money. But like, when you see how networking works and when you see how much knowledge can actually change something, it makes sense. And dude, it's like, not necessarily saying that niggas need to pay us or whatever, but game isn't free. Like, when you think about it, game, knowledge, experience, ism, you got that through hard lessons, man. You got that through failure, trial and error. You got that through. You paid your price for that thing. So a nigga wants to come eat up off you for free after all that time you paid to get this ism. Something doesn't sit right with me on that sometimes. I don't mind it personally, but
now I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but also in the same breath, people need to know what knowledge they want to attain or what knowledge they want to pay for. if you look at the school system, we're all paying for knowledge, but it's not necessarily what the child wants to do. The parents just want a degree from the child. That's it. They're not even doing some shit that they actually want to do, because it's just, no, you need to have knowledge. And the only way you'll get a job or the only way you'll seem smart is if you get this degree, if you get this certificate or whatever. You can't be that person to constantly tell yourself, okay, if I need to learn this thing, I need to go get the knowledge. So I have to go back to school, for example. I have to go back to school and pay for more schooling. No. Jump in. And then when there is a gap that you see, it's okay, sure, this actually needs real knowledge for it. The fact that you're already in, hopefully you have someone around to help you, or then you can go and try whatever avenue to gather the knowledge or the information. My thing is, we can't constantly just be spending just for knowledge or information when we're not necessarily putting us or backing ourselves behind that, if it's not necessarily something we seriously want to do. It's helpful to us. So we actually have to know what our plan is in life, instead of being like, this seems like something so cool, let me just see, and then you pay for it. That's money gone again. It's a skill, or it's not a skill, sorry. It's knowledge added to yourself, but when are you going to use it?
True.
Like you said, Bavaria said last week, just jump in. Just fly the plane without knowing how to fly a plane, and you'll get steady at some stage. If you crash, you crash. It is what it is.
But also, to be fair, like, for you to know what you want, there's a bit of like the Kruger-Dunning effect. Like, you don't know what you don't know. Like, the more you know, the more you realize that you don't know much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's there's a systematic thing to it, bro. Because like, even the education system, the fact that a lot of niggas... Just IT, dude, like the way you will know more than anyone, dude, like the way the world is going right now, in 10 to 15 years, a lot of people are going to be fucked. Like, a lot of people are going to be fucked. Like, the way machine learning and AI is moving, dude, a lot of people are going to be screwed. But you know what? You know what? This is Let Me Mansplain. This is not Let Me Economics. This is not Let Me Spun. No, this is Let Me Mansplain. So let's get sensational with it. The one thing, though, that I know the Mandem are looking forward to is those sex robots, because I've been hearing and seeing these conversations. Like, a lot of niggas at the beginning, like, I know that thing is whack, whatever. But just let me put on the tinfoil hat for now, but it's... But think of it. This joint is never going to ask for no cash. This joint doesn't need no feeding. This just shows up. You just turn the settings up and you're done. It's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you charge her?
Aye, wireless charge, Baba. Aye, but wireless
fucking,
charge.
Listen, I'm not fucking anything with the fucking electric current in it, dog. Nothing. I'm not putting my dick next to anything with an electric current. I'm sorry. In a second, my malfunction.
Hey, bro. Girl, they malfunction all the time. What are you talking about?
Sensational.
But that's girl, they malfunction half the time is because I've done a good job. When she malfunctions, this one, as good to get in, though.
Sensational.
Sensational.
But yo, okay, fine. That's a good point. I know. No, yeah, that's very sensational. Good point taken, you know. But okay, over there, he bought a whole new definition. Guti, and Gimshayengo Kesi. Wow, it's electrifying.
So, but like, honestly, bruh, sex dolls, yeah, okay, sure, it's cool for those niggas that are that lazy, but bruh, real life, real touch, yeah, well, you know, like, sometimes it's like you like the spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
I was trying to say, but then you jumped in. But yeah, spontaneity. Yeah,
you spontaneity.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yeah, guess this.
Spontane.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
I like this. I like the blood rush and all that shit. Like, let's just say, we'll say, I know you guys are driving back from somewhere. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Imagine driving and having a pocket pussy and then, you know, giving yourself some shit while driving. That's some weird shit, bro. Like, that's not real.
You know what? Let's actually go down this rabbit hole. I've been thinking about this. Not necessarily because I want to do it. No, but it's not unfair, lah, number fits. Why is it that a girl can buy, like, a 5-in-1 hammer drill suction function, and that's self-love, but a nigga gets himself a pocket pussy and he's weird? Nah, because no,
you're being weird, bruh. Damn! Okay, wait. Have we never established that women are weird? Have we not established this?
Right.
Oh, yep. Bruh.
Yep.
Now you're trying to be like them.
You see, and also understand, they will always shoot down the shit that we do and make it seem lame just because they're not doing it. Or like anything that we do, they're gonna shoot down just for the sake of just.
Right.
That's just how they are. You know what I'm saying?
He killed it even before I could get down the rabbit hole first. You guys go to that rabbit hole was so shallow. Niggas could have let me, could have gone down, gone in a little bit, could have gone deep, pause, and then you pull me out. But
you had too much, you took too much of the tip.
Hi, my bad.
Listen to those niggas. Tip, what's down, what's pause, wrong deep. Hey guys, can we have one episode without sexual innuendos?
I don't think that's possible. I don't think we can have just one podcast without any innuendos. Like, innuendos and puns are just part of your diet, dog.
Not sexual.
It's part of your diet,
though. No lie.
Bro, I'm a puns. Like, I ain't egg it, bro. You can't go.
That's how we release. Let's talk about it, actually. I've realized that's how men release anger. It's like, I'm not going to be mean about it, but like, y'all get what I'm saying. And it's like,
oh, humor, like humor. Yeah.
Yeah,
humor,
bro.
Humor, definitely.
That's how, and if you're a nigga and you can't take it, and then we're like, then what's wrong with this guy? Then we kind of like, don't want
to
disassociate with you about, kind of like how we pick
and. And this is why, bro. I'm sorry to cut you. And
no,
this is why, in a way, it's very difficult for you to be like genuine mates with most women, because most women take themselves too seriously. Like, there's some ganja you're born with, must G.
Sensational.
You can be sensational, and she'll pick it up, and she'll be sensational straight back. And uba sensational, I'm nandi. But then, yeah, dude, with guys who can't be sensational, something's not right there for me personally.
But in general, yo, my bad's cut you, yo. Like, in general, I hate people who just take themselves too seriously sometimes.
True, bro. True.
Facts.
No. Like,
facts.
Sometimes it's like, no, you see what I did? I think this was like last year or something. Yeah, at work. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Someone asked me for help. I'm explaining. The next person who needs help was acting like, geez, just taking life too seriously. Bro, the whole time I was hitting jokes. And then they're like, but you didn't teach me anything. I was like, no, because you're taking yourself too seriously. Like, you can't get mad at, Jay, like, people in general, people enjoy getting mad at everything instead of accepting certain things. Or, like, for example, you have to kind of accept that in life, you can't control everything. You can't control everyone and how people react to shit. So now you're always going to be mad because of how someone reacted to some shit that you said or did.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Don't take yourselves too seriously. People take themselves way too seriously.
And you know what? You know what's one thing I hate about the people who take about them? Yo, Uncle Ruckus.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yeah, guess this.
Yeah. I'm a function proper. Yo, a man's
like
six doors. Yes, it's like a chip. Fry again, your boy.
The cum made his short circuits.
Hey. Pause. Tima. Tima. Are you what? What? A nigga's cum dripping. What? Yeah.
You're gonna have a baby cyborg.
Yo, hi. Hi. I'm out. Yo, I've exited, bro. Yo, I've exited. And let's get back to current events. Oh man. Come on, you niggas did physics, man. Come on.
No, I mean I didn't sim.
How does energy move in a robot or electronics?
Yeah.
Do what?
Nah, it's we got it. I'll have to listen back. Cause I was really waiting for you to like, you know, but yeah, my bad. I thought you were just segueing. But yeah, nah, we got it. Sensational.
Sensational.
Just give him a sensational just for the sake of, yeah.
I need my quota. It's black economic empowerment. It's black sensational empowerment, dog. I need my quota. Give me my quota. I came for it, I want it, I'm gonna have it. But yo, listen, bro. What I was saying with all of this, just to round off this whole sex robot thing, I think, my gents, let's not go overboard and in trouble.
Damn!
But every now and again, it's a good measure to fight PPM. Because I think, guys, if you have to think about it, which one is worse? To have a chronic jack-off issue or to have a chronic PPM issue? Which one is honestly worse if you had to choose between the two?
The jack-off issue. Terrible.
Jack-off issue is worse than poor penis management.
How's it worse?
I'm asking you, which one is worse between having...
No, poor penis,
poor penis management. Poor penis management
is way worse. It's way worse, bro.
PPM is worse because there's so many different aspects that can go... That there are so many things that get affected by that one decision that you made. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Bruv.
Even your whole life, even your whole... Like, your future could even get affected.
See, future has PPM and it's 8 baby mamas. Sensational.
Sensational.
Hey, sensational.
I didn't see that drop.
Dude, the PPM, Yazi, and you know what? There's something I want to talk about. I love that we got you and I actually wanted us to get you. Dude, I've noticed something about my gents. Né? As gents, I've realized that we only want to participate in life only if the reward is sexual in nature. And I'll explain. Listen. Let me mansplain this ism. For most gents, not saying all, but most gents, we only want to participate if the outcome is sexual in nature. For example, if you tell a man to boss up in life, most guys, boss up in life, get everything right, let's get information, let's do this, let's become better, let's do this, this, that. Guys are going to be like, nah. Whatever, but be like, ah, let's get this money. There's gonna be shorties. You'll see how niggas are gonna act. Niggas are gonna focus now. When you tell them, ah, let's just have fun. Let's just go out, shower more, and you know, let's just have a couple drinks as the gents. Blah blah blah. Maybe they may rock up, but once you say good takes, men will go get a haircut. Man will get ready. You tell man, what's okay, there's a business opportunity, this, that, and the other, whatever. Tell him there's shorties. He's there. Ow. Free gym membership,
it's just,
guys.
It's just conditioning, though. It's conditioning because it's not even conditioning, it's incentive. You're adding something that they are truly interested in. That's number one. Number two, I know you can't necessarily generalize it, but you are kind of generalizing because there's a lot of niggas who, like... Especially like this year, I've been meeting a lot of like business-minded niggas. And as soon as they hit something, and then they'll just break it down into how it could become a business. Something random. Break it down into how it can become a business.
Absolutely.
So those niggas, it's just, you have to know your crowd or you have to know the crowd that you're talking to. So it's like, if you're talking to a bunch of niggas, like, okay, I actually realized this week, I'm not off-ramping too much, but it's like, you can't save everyone.
Yes, sir! This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga!
That's just the one thing.
You can't save everyone. Oh, man.
As much as you try to show niggas the way, as much as you try to lead niggas to something that you think may be a cool thing, can't save everyone. So going to a crowd
really that, can't.
Exactly. Going to a crowd that likes fun. And number one, men don't like fun. I'll tell you that. We don't like fun. Nah. We like relaxation. We like quiet. We like peace. That's what we like. Fun is for women. Women love fun. We go to the clubs and everything for them. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have fun. No, we don't go to clubs to have fun. Which nigga do you know goes to a club to dance? Which nigga do you know goes to a chill sesh, a Bryce sesh?
They do. No, wait, they do.
I bet I have chill sesh with the men them now.
Okay, chill sesh is different.
To girl them.
Exactly. I'm talking about like you know, club life, like you're saying, let's see, when dudes get the sense of there's gonna be women there. It's usually the dudes that like going to club life, they like going to machillas, they'd be like, how manja matter, because there's chillas where it's just you and the homies, and then there's a big chillas and there's everyone else.
Now you're going to what I'm trying to say. A lot of gents are only truly motivated to participate in life by pussy.
But you know the crowd that you're talking to. That's the thing. Like, I can't say a large percentage because I'm not around those. That's not my crowd. You know what I'm saying? So when I talk to
No. It's not my crowd either. But if you open your eyes and you observe, don't tell me you don't see it.
Bro, like, let me say it like this. We like looking at the lens, or we like looking through the lens of the streets whenever we're generalizing. The streets is
right.
A large component, yes, but it's a specific component on the side. Like, you blew my mind, pause, last week when you said the thing about mentally healthy women. I'm like, and then I started replaying all my memories of all the mentally healthy women that I've been with. Like, you know, this person, we like went our separate ways, but we were just cool afterwards. We even met up afterwards, spoke, became friends. It's like, I forgot how cool that was. You know what I'm saying? So this is kind of like the same thing to me, where it's like, you know, there's a lot of people looking at it too much from the streets perspective. That's how we especially as South Africans. And I know South Africans, we love having fun, drinking, everything, but 90% of us don't really like. Not 90. Oh, let me not lie. That's a lie.
Too much. That's too much.
20%.
20. Yes.
20% of us. Oh, I went too crazy. Shit. Yeah. What a lie. 20% of us don't really like that. We want a more chill lifestyle. That's why, like, you have these different factions or these little group circles that all do their little thing, machigis. Because not everyone likes doing the same shit. It's just that in SA, especially, I think we're like the biggest streets country in the world, if not America. Like, everything's just streets here.
She belongs to the streets.
You think so?
Streets.
Bro, the only way people can have fun is the streets, and it's not the only way. That's true. The only way people think you're having fun is when you're doing street activities.
Yes, yes. Like, all hands have to be bad bees, and all niggas have to be scamming heists and things, niggas with tenders. Like, exactly. That's the only way that you, like, our viewpoint of success is very narrow. It's extremely narrow.
Bro, it's like, even when people have, this is my last example, when people have games nights, they know what I know. Yeah. Chicks will be clapping at these games, at the games nights. They know that for a fact, because it's not you want to bring everyone together to have fun. You bring everyone together, yes, to have fun, but then it's also like, it's who can hook up. Like, a lot of the things
are,
one has intention and anymore. You see, like, not pure intention.
You see what I'm saying?
No intention for actually experiencing shit in life.
Bro, and you get into what I was trying to say. See, another example, when you go out to a date with a girl, right? I go with the mind of, let me see what she's like, let me have some fun. If there's some cheeks that come at the end of it, cool, by all means, but like, if I get just the cheeks and I don't have any fun, that night is an L to me because I don't have a good time. And sex is not that big a deal where I need to put myself through pain just to get some ass. Whereas most guys see it through the lens of, bro, the first date you didn't smash, you lost out. My thing is, if you went there and she's just a dickhead and she's a wet blanket, no matter how hot she can be, whether I get the ass or not, it's irrelevant. I had a good time. I vibed out. Then after we vibe out, if it gets there, then we get there. But the fact that the one key performance indicator is that ass in your pen, chillers, Jay. That's the key performance indicator for everything that niggas deal with. Even the fact that it's like, my final thing is to say that even how we look at women, and, you know, I've been looking at this for a minute, and it's like, some niggas' game is so poor that all they can get from women is pussy. And that's sad.
What's in there?
Yes. Some niggas' game is so
weak. What's in them, cheater?
Let me
No, wait. I hear what he's saying. Let me just shorten it. Hold up.
I'll round it up like this.
Yeah.
You can get a woman to take a loan out for you. She can drive you to work. She can do a whole lot. She will put you on in so many ways. Yes, you can get ass from her. That's great. But if that's enough, what's a bro? There's so much more they can bring to you.
My guy. Let me tell you something.
Sure.
Never ever take something of long term from a woman that you are not willing to commit to, my guy. You are going to ruin your own life.
But yeah, bro, that ism is just, it's just simply to say, dude, with all of this, man, when we look at everything through pussy vision, bro, impilia better, bro. Life gets pretty shit if all you see life through is just pussy. That's what I say, dude.
I kind of disagree with that because it's kind of a motivation for some, and for some, it'll lead them down a dark path. Yes, it's not necessarily supposed to be the only motivation you have, but for some niggas, it kind of gets them up every day to go do what they need to do, sadly.
But you know what? I'll say this. I agree with you, but it's like anger, right? It's like anger. Anger is a great motivation.
Not a nurturing. Yes, thank you. It's not a nurturing motivation.
Exactly. It's a good motivation to get you up off your ass at the beginning. But after a while, it's no longer relevant. Because that means that you are going to be motivated as long as you're angry. And if your situation is very shit, if it's extremely shit, you're going to be angry up until it's not shit anymore. And then once you've hit the level where it's not shit anymore, you're going to run out of fuel. It's exactly the same with pussy. Like, if your motivation is pussy, you don't have to do that much to get it. You ascend like one or two levels. You'll never reach level 10. You'll stay around level 3 because level 3 is where pussy gets unlocked. And your fuel has taken it as far as it can. That's why I'm saying that it can start there, but it needs to evolve. Being motivated by pussy only works for guys who don't have it. You can't be motivated by something you have, dog. Can you be motivated by 50 Rand? No, but Rand with miracles for that, bro. Miracles will do. But once he has a steady stream of that, he ain't tripping like that.
But yeah, I've also kind of noticed that with motivation, I've noticed that when we're growing up, we're kind of taught everything. We're kind of force-fed propaganda down our throats, and we're taught how to think. And then the time in which we're supposed to...
Hey, Phoenix Sword, Intiz, eh?
The time that we needed to take to actually discover what we wanted... we had to actually realize what we wanted for ourselves as human beings. The time that we had to think for ourselves was between, 19 and in our 20s. The time that we're supposed to take for that, we're actually not given the grace because you're like, I know, jump in and become an adult ASAP. So also with motivating yourself, we can't necessarily get it from a specific source if the source was always fed to us. And then once you get to a certain age and realize that that motivation isn't necessarily for you anymore, you have to now find a different motivation on your own. And I'm sure that's what we all go through, especially as niggas, bro. We all go through the shit of shit. Now I need to actually find the motivation within myself, and instead of living up to other people's expectations of me.
Yes, sir! This nigga's spitting!
Damn, nigga!
Facts. And that's why I said that it's so sad that all your game can get you is pussy, because that is the least of what you can get out of a woman and just people in general, because even among gents, there's a low level. What can this dude get out of me? Oh, he'll put me on here. He'll do a little this, a little bit of that. There's so much more to everything. And I think it's really, that statement is really for us to look at what life has to give. And let's see if we're getting the best out of it. And if not, and let's go do the things to make the pots to happen, man. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking about things that happen in life,
I was thinking of starting off the episode by singing the song, but I really don't have the energy to sing right now. I don't know why, but I know sometimes you know when Shakira said her hips don't lie, well, PK does.
Sensational.
I wasn't even like meant to be on the internet when I saw it. It's like I was just like glancing through it. It's like I was just okay, let me just quickly look at a few articles. Then I'm like, PK, okay, that's the first one. I just fly over it, and then I see again PK. I'm like, wait, let me stop and read something. Allegedly.
Oh yeah, people. Allegedly. Yeah, that's very peak. That true. Allegedly was peak. Hey. Hey.
Allegedly, PK. Yeah. Allegedly, PK cheated on Shakira. That's all I saw, like for the past like 2 days.
And then, we saw the rest of it, with who allegedly it was.
With.
It was with his teammate's mom.
Sensational.
Gavi. But Gavi's is a teen, bro. Like, Gavi could be PK's son, my nigga. Like, he's a stepdad. I won't be a stepfather. No, no, no.
Bro. But let's think about that. That is mad, bro. You are the captain of the club. And instead of laying down motivation to your teammates, instead of laying down leadership to your teammates, you're laying down pipe to their mamas.
Rest before we to rest.
No wonder the boss is in the hole, bro.
I got the
PK won a trophy this year and it wasn't in the boss of kids.
These niggas and PPM, bro, it's weird. Cause it's like my nigga. Okay, I don't care what people are like, you have Shakira. Yeah, Shakira. Cause you see, I don't want to go too deep into the game because it kind of annoys me. But remember, she was engaged for like 5, 6, 7 years. Before she met PK, and she was like, no, I don't want to ever get married. As soon as she met PK, they got married and had kids and, you know, blossomed.
Damn!
It's a cycle. What's a say, bruh? Karma.
What? Where's the karma?
She strung a nigga on for years saying she'd want to get married or have kids, and then as soon as she met PK, she got married and had kids.
Oh, snap. The nigga didn't have the value.
Exactly.
He didn't have the value. Exactly. He couldn't cut the check. PK can cut the check, pig. Gavi's mom knows about that, allegedly.
Sensational.
Nah, bro.
But I'm looking for this lady, bro. Hey, my yo, she ain't got nothing on Shakira, though.
Bro, there's very few. Yeah, so told what he said to that lady. Her hips, I come by manga, my hips are. Shakira's stoned, my boy.
I also feel like cheating is like such a stereotypical reason. Like I feel like niggas like, guys, you guys want to do the same shit again and again and again. It's like, you don't want to switch it up, number one. Number two, why so close to home? Why are you shitting where you eat, my nigga? Yo, Gerard Piqué, you can get any chick.
The paper, he's messing up. Literally, let's also think about it from a tactical. The only reason PK is still playing in Boston is because he's PK. Not because he's good. PK is long past it. Bro, that's messing up his bag.
Nah, his bag is fine. His bag is completely fine because he has power at Barca. Gavi doesn't. Gavi doesn't have shit. He may be the future, but he's not set in stone. Like Pedri and all these other niggas. So it's like, it is what it is there.
Bro, but it's a bad look for the captain, dog. It's a bad look for the captain.
Oh, he's club captain?
I think he's club captain. PK is club captain.
Bro, since you said club captain, I don't wanna hold this off for too long. Since you said club captain, let's get into this week's top five.
Top five.
Right.
Uh-huh.
This week's top five is a top five sniper footballers. Now, it could rate. I know the honorable mentions will be on fire, but this is just my five. I just scratched up this five like recently.
Wait, so let's explain for the listeners at home.
Sniper.
What do you mean by sniper?
Sniper means he can take your girl at any time. Number one, number two, always got the fire hands with you. You know, with them, I bet.
Hey.
Always have the fire hands with them.
Hey, wait, look at Yazoo King, Izola. Listen to this nigga. Look at this nigga. giving himself some subliminal praise here. Calling
himself No. That's what this sniper is, man. But yeah, like, no, but I'm going to retire soon. You know what I'm saying? Not say I'm getting cuffed anymore. I'll retire.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
But anyway. Not saying I'll get ugly bitches, but anyway.
Sensation.
Number 5. Number five on my top five sniper footballers. John. Uh-huh. Captain, my captain. Motherfucking Terry.
What? Bro, why is... Okay. That's the five. That's five. Okay.
No. I'm just adding him in because of his sensationalism. That nigga was cleaning the Premier League wives, boy. He was cleaning the Premier League wags. He was cleaning them easy.
Wait, how many? Other than Wayne Bridge, who else did he clean?
Bro, like, actually, let me just try and Google this.
Let's just say allegedly. Let's just say allegedly. And then you can say whatever you like.
Anyway, he was kind of sensational, even though I'm adding him here for the biggest one that he was known for, which was Wayne Bridge. But apparently... Damn, they also have Ryan Giggs up in this shit. Damn.
I know Ryan Giggs. Ryan Giggs is, that one's filthy though. It's sensational, but it's filthy.
Yeah, filthy. But anyway, the biggest one was Wayne Bridge, so we'll stick with the Wayne Bridge one. John motherfucking Terry. He was a captain at the stage. That's what I'm saying. With PK being captain, that doesn't mean shit. John
but
Terry.
You see,
bro.
The thing is, when Terry did that, he was a fresh young nigga and he had thunder in his legs. PK is gone.
No, like, okay, Terry was dropped from the England squad and all that shit for some time because he was a captain of England at some stage. And yeah, they gave him a little slap on the wrist, but it wasn't anything heavy. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, because John Terry still had more to give, like, football, sporting wise. Like, PK is gone, bro. Like, God damn it, brother, guy's ankles have been taken for. Yeah,
but anyway.
Right, bro. That's... His ankles are like Uber.
All right. But anyway, number 4, I have Lodge.
Pew!
Hey! I plus A, Ingos.
Man's hit that. I know. He set up the tripod stand and pew, because he doesn't speak much, does he?
He trusts the Lord, boy.
Now we get into the real ones. At number 3, I think he's the best. I think he's number 1 on the South African snipers list. South African footballers sniper list. Itumele Nkune, boy.
Back in his day,
he hung his jersey up. But back in his day,
fuck, niggas don't want to say something, but it's gonna be so mad, bro.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm just like, back in the day. But yeah,
niggas, I have to say this. I already know who's number 2. Number 2, bro, he brings a whole different definition to sniping, but Senzo Mayu, a dog.
Okay.
You could have saved that for the honorable. You could have saved for the honorable mentions, Jesus. Yo, it's cheater. But anyway. Number 2, I have Memphis Depay. He brought Harvey into the game. I'm fucking gaming. He was the one who ushered her into the game. Yes, he did simp by trying to marry her at such a young age, but the nigga brought Lori Harvey.
We're talking about sniping here.
Yeah, go to a sniper, man. Yeah, bro. Number 1, we all know already, you can't get a billionaire and we not actually mention you for that. You can't be the king, the crown king of football snipers if you got a billionaire, if you got a fashion killer. Big body Benz. You know what I'm saying? Number 1.
I see, yeah.
Totally fashion
killer. Big Benz. No, Big Benz, bro. Big Benz. He's a sniper in the box. Big Bird. The sniper to the girl. Oh, Nana.
But anyway, let me quickly run through the 5. We'll go through our honorable mentions. At number 5, I have John Terry. Number 4, Thembinkosi Lodge. Number 3, Itumeleng Khune. Number two, Memphis Depay. Number one, Big Body Benzema. Honorable mentions. Wilfred Zaha.
Gigs, obviously.
Wilfred Zaha.
Wilfred Zaha, Wilfred definitely. Zaha.
Man's thrilled. Ulo's daughter.
Damn!
Moy's daughter. Bro. Wilfred Zaha.
Where's his daughter? Moy's daughter.
Bro.
Aye, Wilfred
Ronaldinho
Zaha,
as well, fam. Ronaldinho as well.
Ronaldinho. Even Ronaldo. Ronaldo.
No. Ronaldinho literally, he got left out of the 2010 squad because he drilled the coach's daughter as well.
Damn!
Imagine we're gonna see Ronaldinho, buggies. But yeah, he was kind of getting washed at that stage, and yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. But my man was a sniper though. Chris is also another nigga. Chris is
Cristiano,
is
expensive.
Cristiano,
bro.
Chris got Kim K on the joint. He got Paris Hilton on the joint. Hey, Chris has mad things on the joint, bro. Too many. Arena Shake.
I think Cristiano actually deserves to be in the top five, but then since he's married, you can't necessarily. Yeah, but I put Kone anyway. So,
Giroud.
I don't know about Giroud's things. Giroud's things.
Nigga, Ben cheating on his wife.
Really?
Yo.
Aye, but guys, forget that shit. Forget that shit. Mfotero, guys. Full folding. Mfotero.
I fell in Twan.
Fotero, guys. That nigga got kicked out of the England squad for having too many holes.
Sensational.
Bro.
Just because you had too many
holes. Didn't Brad, this brother from City, Kyle Walker as well. He got into a tiff because he had hookers and coke over at his crib, dude. I remember during the pandemic thing.
That don't really make him a sniper, yo. He just was a degenerate.
Okay.
Being wild. Okay. He's a wild boy.
It's just a
He's
wild
just
boy.
Being a wild yeah. boy. He's just being a wild boy.
But no, let's go for the bigger ones, the one that everyone knows. Oh, wait, who's this Argentine nigga?
What?
The Argentinian. Huchao.
Tevez.
No, man. With Tevez. No, this nigga, Icardi. No, not Icardi.
More Icardi. Yes, Huchao is teammate. Yes.
Yeah,
Huchao
but he is a sniper, though.
Yeah.
Aye, but that's not a sniper, bro. That's a bazooka, bro. Because it exploded in his face. How do you tattoo a nigga's kids to your skin, bro?
Like Pete Davidson.
So sad.
Bro, no, like Mario Kart literally has what's his name? Maxi Lopez. He tattooed Maxi Lopez's kids' face
to craziness. Him. Craziness. That's crazy.
That's craziness. That's madness, bro. That's
disgusting, man.
That's madness. That's a bit.
But it's most footballers do get married young as shit. Sabo Coutinho and all of them were married at like 21 and all that shit. So nah, a lot of these dudes do get married.
Niggas like Coutinho and Messi, I can understand because them guys were there from the start before even niggas got on. Those were teenage
but that's
girls.
That's the trick.
High school.
But that's the trick that they use on them. I've heard someone say that about these footballers. There's a reason why they get like. You know these portfolio managers that they have. If you have like a girl, they tell you, "Oh no, for your image and for the ambassadorships that they can get, or even the sales and
oh ads your public image, your PR."
Yeah, they PR, tell them if you have a girl married, next to you, yeah, absolutely. Like LeBron. LeBron got married at an early age. Just sorry to move off for like soccer, but like so, just to use someone who's a big ass baller. He got married at a young ass age, and he's still with the same woman. Glad Bongaloko, he's LeBron now. Well, he can actually respect her. But yeah, some other men.
That's an age old thing though. That's an age old thing though. Because even in corporate and business, dude, like sometimes your professional career has a log off if you're not married because married guys just come across as more trustworthy. So being married actually does open some doors in that way.
That's like number one. And also number two, in terms of sports is a family game or is a family thing to watch.
Right.
So they have to seem like family men. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them will be wild. Mm. Only the ones that want to be wild will be wild, but a lot of them will just stick to that image that they have to portray. Yeah,
bro.
That's what it is.
But my thing is, especially like now. Now I think we're gonna see a lot more wild boys. Like the money is too crazy now, bro. The money is too crazy.
Yes.
Like
and
imagine
no.
as a young nigga. Bro, listen, think of it like this. Right now, we're in our mid-20s. Right. We mid to late. We're mid-20s. we have our wits about us a bit more. Imagine giving your 20-year-old self or your 19-year-old self close to 100 million rand a year. Whew.
I hear that, but at the same time, it's the thing about the club is that they will punish you in every way, like in every way that they can, to the point where you're like, all right, I gotta act right. You're not gonna play.
No, but this is the thing. This is the thing, though. This is the thing that we need to realize. But this has this levels to this, right?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Sorry, I forgot the biggest one. Neymar.
Ngozi. How did we forget him, though?
Neymar, the Chris Brown of soccer. Hey,
but that guy, no, he's not the Chris Brown of soccer. He's the Sweet Home Alabama of soccer, because there's only one person he's sniping every year, and it's no one's gal. Oh, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about the whole thing about coming across trustworthy by getting married and whatnot.
Yeah.
Being a young nigga with tons of guap. And this is the thing about football, though. Football and sports related, or sports performance related, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even though Uncle Ruckus can come through, you know what I'm saying? Dude, imagine a hot young nigga on the bench because he's acting off the pitch when he's like one of your best players. Like, imagine trying to check Mbappe or Haaland after doing too much off the pitch. Bro, no way. No way. No way. I don't care how badly Mbappe actually keeping the boy. I don't care, bro. If Mbappe is moving like that, Alfonso Davies, bro, that's another young nigga. You don't care how much he's wilding. But if he's going to continue to play like that, bro, whatever. Go ahead. We'll bring you extra hookers. My man, you don't...
I get you.
Remember Alexandre Pato, bro? Pato. How hot that guy was.
Hot?
He said he was gay. So what?
Niggas didn't care that he was always drunk and he was always late to training. They didn't give a damn, bro. They didn't care. But as long as Shane out. So when he started being crap, that's when they kicked him off.
That's facts. Cause,
even Dembele, bro.
No, bro. Remember when they kept bringing Maradona coke on the field? There's YouTube videos of them bringing him coke on the field. So
Thank you.
They'll provide whatever you want if you're the best in the world.
Thank you. If you could. And that's just really a metaphor for life. If you got it like that, you will get it like that. It's that simple. Bro, look at Messi. These niggas are making up cups so this man can win something.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe people are actually celebrating that shit. Like, what the fuck is going on, guys? Relax.
That Argentina, Italy thing, they're making up cups for him to win something with Argentina because he's just that good.
Yo, but not to stay on football for so long. Who do you guys will think? Isn't the World Cup is this year, right?
Yeah, it's 2022. It's in November.
Oh, it's later.
It's November, fam.
Shit,
November.
I'm sitting here.
Because I'm getting, I've got Arab money.
Oh yeah, in Qatar. I was sitting here gearing up for June. Ah, fuck, Gandhi. But anyways, who do you guys have, or who do you guys support when it comes to World Cups?
Bro, I usually rate Germany because most Bayern players are there. But to me, bro, I really would like to see Senegal do something. I want an African team to do something for once, bro. Vela can't trust our niggas because our niggas can't get nowhere near greatness.
Man. Damn, my man.
Never days. You'll die before that happens.
Bro, can we talk about that? Because I was talking to one of my boys about this, bro. And I really think South Africa is just bad at football purely because we choose to be.
Yes.
Purely because we choose to be.
We actually have our own culture. Anything like our own football culture. We have our own skill that we know. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bruh, we should be like Brazil or some shit.
You know what's the problem?
Hey. Yeah.
Bro, and it's exactly right. What I'm saying. We should be like Brazil, but instead we're like England.
You see, we take people's
raw talents. We should be like Brazil, but instead we're like England.
We take people's raw talents and make them into a product and make them be basic.
Not even that.
We do water not them. Even... We water them down.
Yeah, that's true. But you see, it's the problem. The problem is, just like the English players, deep all the English players, especially in this generation, the best of them, or a lot of the best of them, they left England. In South Africa,
the pay
is too good and the expectations are too low. 15 goals is the top goal scorer. That's not it, bro.
It's not on.
What needs to happen is that it's not. And what needs to happen is that what we need to do is that we need to make sure that early as possible these guys leave the country. Because in South Africa, ball control, skills, all of that we have in abundance. We just need to leave, let guys leave and gain other skills from other nations. And Brazil is the perfect example because, like Brazil, but Ikasi style is not good enough by its own. You need to add some flavor. Like another thing, bro, South Africa just doesn't have finishers. We need to admit this to ourselves. We can't finish for nothing. We need to send go to England, go to Germany, go to Italy and learn how to finish and then come back and then you'll be good.
Defend. Yeah.
Send the mandem to Italy, bro. Send the mandem to Italy.
But here's the thing.
I agree with Bavaria because you know why? If you go and watch, if you're going to solely base your view of South African soccer on the PSL, then you're going to have the same view that Bavaria has. But I challenge each and every one of you to go watch the multi-choice Disky challenge. You can notice so you are born in Thailand in a pioneer.
It's because there's no constraints.
You understand? Yes, yes.
They don't have constraints of playing a certain way because I was gonna say, I think we have some kind of connection with Belgium and the Netherlands or something, but especially Belgium teams where we ship our players off to Belgium and then never hear of them again, or just hope a Champions League side buys them or loans them in or some shit. That's always the way that we lose. Instead of them shopping 9-9, I remember they tried to blind us in 2010 when they just kept taking all our niggas and then just never played them or kept loaning them out.
Yeah, like Zungu. Zungu even came back and then I learned he had to come back and play for Sundowns.
Ah, but to Zungu, he was also wilding. He was a wild boy.
He was wild. Yeah, he was.
Though. He was a wild boy. You see someone who passed it out, right? When Brighton, they didn't even play him. They barely played him.
Yeah. And then that's when which team bought him again?
Al-Ahli. And you see when came this thing of multi-choice Disky challenge, that's when the talent is raw. The talent is raw and needs to be refined. It's not going to be refined in the PSL because the PSL. The PSL, bro, it's a very weird league. It's quite weird in that if you're not entertaining enough, they don't look at you a certain way. But also, if you're not efficient enough, it's like, bro, just let this guy go and play somewhere else. Go play somewhere else where he's going to refine that talent by the time he comes back. Because look at the Bafana squad. Benny McCarthy.
Wait, please don't go there. Wait.
Don't even.
No, Benny McCarthy. No. Benny McCarthy went to Porto. He went to Blackburn. He finished his whole career. He came back fat and he ran circles around everyone.
He's still running. Yeah, exactly.
Pinar, bro, you could see with Bafana, bro, that guy was a level above everybody. Tulani Serrero, a level above everybody. And that's
Tulani Serrero so much so that they couldn't even gel with him. Nigga was trying to finish. I know when he was playing in England, maybe in Clambe.
He was a real number 10.
He would come back in.
In Ajax, dude. I remember. And that guy was starting.
Yeah, he's a real fucking number 10, bro. He would try
that
and finish.
That guy was starting over Lusatian. He was starting over real niggas. Bro. So, to me, it's like... And also another thing, bro. Guys don't know how to spread a ball. Like to do a crossfield ball, can we send a couple young niggas to Spain so they can learn how to pass like a proper thing?
I was gonna say, we were like La Liga back in the day because only two big teams, Pirates and Chiefs and Pirates were the Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates were the biggest teams. So it was like those teams will always try to fight it out for the league or fight it out for top honors or for mostly popularity. Then everyone else will follow behind. There were a few favorites here and there. But I think now Sundowns they've now found their DNA. No one can distort it. They can only improve it now. Because Sundowns is now a class above everyone.
That is the true, wallet. Though.
The wallet.
Of course it's the wallet, yeah. But now but it's also the way they play, because we could buy whoever we want, but then we wouldn't necessarily know how to make them play. Their football is crisp.
It's quick. You can't keep up. They are class above everyone else. It's craziness now. And you can just, it just comes to show what, you know, give people DNA, give people an identity, or give a team identity and DNA. Give them something that is known that's, okay, sure, when I go to this club, we're going to play. I will,
that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem.
I think it is. No, it's not. Ah, fuck. Golden Arrows. About Fana Best 10. How many times do they do it? I remember they did it in a final, like, back in 2013. They were fucking killing us. I was like, yeah, guys, show off a little bit. But when do you guys, you know, show your identity? You know what I'm saying? Like, show
Thank
yourself.
You.
That's true. But you know why? You know why Sundowns is working? It's what Bavaria was saying. And they have a mixture of it where they'll send a few players out into the European fields or the English fields like they did with Upesitao. And then they'll have a few people from that from there come over to the team and train the existing niggas like Abo Kekan. Abo Kekan. Kekan was trained by
I see who you're talking about. I can see who you're talking about. I just don't know the name.
Yeah, forget his name. But we got trainer Lutuza no Kekana be train abantu bo Paxton. Paxton Opelwa is from England. So be train either bo bantu, and it was a perfect mixture of send a few niggas out and the existing niggas who can captain the team, because Ukepkan ended up captaining the team, or the few niggas who can end up capturing the culture. Leoga to Yisho, these niggas can play, but we need to edge them out just a little bit more. So we need to bring in the resources for them. Bengala. That's what happened. And then it was a fine mixture of old players with new players. Kanjaro.
Bro, and you know what's another thing? We as South Africa, like Ubafana Bafana, we don't have an identity. And this is where you look at Brazil. Brazil, bro, most of their players don't even play in that Brazilian league. But when they all come back to Brazil, they know what to do. Because there is an underlying culture. They know what the football is. See, bro, we don't have that thing. Because sometimes, like, we don't even give a coach a time. You need to have one coach who's going to have and ingrain the type of football in play. Then all the other coaches under him, from under 12 all the way up to under 21, under 23, whatever, all of them also are going to play that same football. So when they start at grassroots level playing this thing. Spain, they did that. Brazil, they did it. All these places. And South Africa, we're doing that for cricket. We're doing that for rugby, but not for football. Bro, niggas in South Africa, from the time they're like 11, 12, to the time they're like probably 16, 17, they're being coached by maths teachers. Let's keep it about 50. We're not having this thing of these small clubs that are bringing your talent and making sure they round out all your edges and seeing where you're missing here and where you're missing there and putting you in the place for you to succeed. Whenever will you see, very seldomly will you even see a football coach, which is mostly in schools, who is engaged enough to see that, yo, this boy who has a really good touch, but he's going, he hit a growth spurt at age 14 and he's huge. Let's make him a ball-playing centre-back. No one ever does that. It's like, oh, you're a striker. You've been a striker since grade 3. You'll be a striker your whole thing. And then now you're going to, for the first time, you'll see a structured coaching manual or a structured coaching method when you're like playing in uni or you're playing in an academy after high school. An academy should be from like under 12, dude. And this is our problem.
That's true.
And then on the other end, even at Bafana, you have these about Danny Jordan and all these niggas, bro, who will force Bernard Parker down our throats, who force all these guys, bro, down our throats in the squad.
Trash ass niggas.
They're gone. They're gone, bro. They don't even give a coach time. They don't give a coach time to find a philosophy. We've just been switching between coaches. They'll give Gavin Hunt one day, then they'll give Igerson one day, then they'll give Mashaba one day, then they'll give this next nigga one day. And then when this guy has his own crop of players, people will complain. Ah, where's Lorch? Ah, where's this guy? Ah, where's this guy? This guy doesn't fit the system I'm playing. Bro, in Spain, they made a way for Xavi, Iniesta, and Busquets to play together, but they left out Mata, they left out Silva, they left out Thiago, they left out Intuan. They're all good.
But all I want to say, man, is that South Africa, bro, South African football has the potential to be, we should be the greatest footballing country on this continent. We have the best league. the highest paid players on the continent. We have all the infrastructure, everything, just like England, but we're just too comfortable to let our football evolve. And just like England, what is England's playing style, Buffett? What is England's football? We know in Spain, whether you play for Madrid or you play for Barca or whoever you play for, you're playing tiki-taka football. You know you're playing tiki-taka. Ramos and PK hated each other in El Clasico, but they found a way to come together when it was time for Spain. But bro, England, bro, even they had Terry England. And Scholes and Rooney and all these guys, but these guys hated each other.
England played politics. They
play proper.
They play politics.
Exactly.
But we've spoken about this. Exactly. We've spoken about this before, where they, especially with their lineups, are so horrible because you can see that the coach didn't pick these niggas. Someone spoke in his ear and said, hey, we like this kid, put them in the starting lineup, and they would fuck up the game. But anyway, that's something, it's a whole different conversation. But
and you notice how Sancho, when he was good, when he was in Dortmund and he was good, they didn't play him because he wasn't playing in England. But the moment he comes to United and he's shit, now he's getting more time. And we need to stop doing that thing in South Africa, bro. We need to give a coach the reins, let him put together a whole scouting system all the way to under 12, decide on what the footballing, and give this guy a 5 to 10 year contract. No matter how badly he does, just let him put the foundations there. And then let the kids come up playing this football.
But at the end of the day, that's money, yo. That's the end of the thing. That's the end of the day. At the end of the day, that's money, and that's something that we don't have.
Yo, Uncle Ruckus.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yeah, good peace.
Bruh.
We have it. So if there's one thing I've known, South Africa, we have
no,
money.
No, bro, we can have the money, but not actually have the money. Do you understand? Like, you get me, though. We can have it. It can be there, but no one's going to touch it. It's not going to be.
No one's actually going to give it out.
Yeah, it's not going to
be. Yeah, okay.
That's the problem. Yeah.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The leadership, bro. I'm going to speak in my last thing. Take out the leadership. It's Lucas Khatib, and take Benny, bro. Niggas who know football.
They can know, but they may not be good coaches. Yes, they did play overseas, but they may not be good coaches.
Coaches. Not as coaches, but as football figures and ambassadors within the board there at SAFA to make better decision-making. Decision-making that's tracks, based on a proper... Yeah. Yes! Like, bro, the most successful clubs, even look at Man United right now. They should, because their owners are not football people. Look at Chelsea, bro. Chelsea, Abramovich was an oil nigga, whatever, but he knew football. He's a football guy.
He was invested,
club. He was invested. So that's why he made good decisions, and he made sure that Chelsea come up on top. As much as City is whatever, but Pep and a lot of these guys, Pep has it. Sheikh Mansour is probably sitting there shitting on girls and sending some money when he needs to.
City's management, or City's ownership, actually also knows, because you know, with having Mancini and them there. But anyway, not to stay too long on this topic. Speaking of wins, guys, we up, niggas, we up. A big W for Captain Jack Sparrow.
Sensational.
For what other roles did he play? Give me Johnny.
Edward Scissorhands. I know he was Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands. That's where we dropped the W for. That's how we dropped the W with the Scissorhands. You measure those long ass fingers, bro. Edward Scissorhands. Willy Wonka. Mr. Willy Wonka. Willy W. Wonka. Oh, that's a W. Willy Wonka. You talk about that W, guys.
Sensational.
Finally, that nigga.
I'm sorry, I have to say this. I think he's free, but I wouldn't say it's a W. It's a draw. Nothing more. Because I don't know any man who can have a broad shit on his bed and still come up a winner on top. Because, wow.
So sad.
That's a W. What draw? Nigga. That's a huge W. That would have went under the rug for anyone
huge
else.
Huge W.
It would have went under the rug for us. Yeah, anyone okay, fair. Else, like, shit. That's a crazy W.
Fair. But, bro, this is what I keep talking about. This thing of, bro, Broads can look so bad. Because let's not lie. She looked really bad during this trial. But Amber Heard is fire, dude. That's a fine
honey. All right.
I ain't gonna find out. I'll down this. So niggas can wear me, bro. If it's no.
Listen,
especially
she's not
in the Aquaman joints.
Now, listen. Listen, she's not that pretty for people to look past this. It's just that the delusion of Americans and whatever, with all the little groups and supports, they're now going to start pushing like, oh no, she was the main victim here, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to start pushing their propaganda because that's what Americans do. Propaganda is their middle name. You know, publicity, attention.
Yeah. I hear that.
The game, you know what I'm saying? So now,
I hear like, that. It
has nothing to do with her looks. And she's not even Kim.
No. That's not what I'm saying. That's not even where I was getting at. No, y'all niggas never let me finish nothing. What I was saying is that, bro, she's a hot chick, but we cannot understate the thing of selection, bro. The thing of selection is so important. And I think over the last few years, we've been seeing time and time again how important this thing of selecting is for gents. No matter how much money and prestige you've got, there's no level of that can undo a crazy broad. We see, you know, Will is eating. Yo, Will is suffering, bro. This guy just put shit on his bed intentionally.
Nah, bro, I'm still stuck on hots, bro. Like, if she was hot, she would have won this. You know what I'm saying? If she was that hot, she would have won this.
Like, right, bro, no. Come on. No, there's too much evidence, bro. I should got too much evidence too much.
Against her.
No. I'm not saying she would have actually won it. I'm just saying, like, people would have been like, but then Johnny, come on, man. Like, people would have actually.
They were, boy.
Even though
I
he would have
tried
won,
that.
Even though he would have won with evidence.
I did try it.
Exactly, but she wasn't pretty enough for them to actually vouch for her like that. Now it's a crazy feminist. Now it's a crazy feminist that are now trying to push this anti-men thing. It's like, guys, leave it alone. Like, she was caught red-handed. There's nothing you can do.
She was caught. I got cool foot. I got cool. The one that killed me, bro, because I started watching the series online where they used to watch her sit in court and they'll watch the thing dismantle. They'll dismantle her. Her whole statement and her whole argument in front of her in real time. There's this one time there they were questioning and grilling her about the pictures because she sent out pictures saying that Johnny Depp beat her, right? And they were photoshopped, right? And she was like, no, they weren't photoshopped. One, the saturation, no. She turned up the saturation and she turned and she made the marks look worse. Kanti, it was all makeup and whatever.
That's fucking Photoshop.
Yeah. But the thing is, she was painting it as if, no, I took one in the day and I took one in the night. That's why the lighting is a bit different and you can see one more. And then they bought a forensics photo. What? He's a something forensics guy, understand. And then they were like, okay, tell us about these pictures. He's like, no, these pictures have been doctored. He's like, how do you know? It's because when you open a photo file, the metadata tells you whether it's been edited or not. There's a certain extension that's this and this if it's a normal picture, and there's a certain extension that's this and that afterwards. And then he's like, look at the size of the picture. You can't tell me that a picture that's taken in the same light, the same angle, the same everything, one is going to be 15 megabytes and the other one's going to be 20, or the other one's going to be 35 megabytes.
That makes sense.
The same thing. I know you did something to this thing. And bro, when Amber Heard, we are fefes, and she tries to act like she's crying, and then she'll cry, and because she's just cute, and she's even a shit actress, she can't even do that properly. She even shits on that.
How dare you?
Just too sensational.
The funny thing is, you know when a case is kind of like, kind of closed and shut, even like when you're opening it, it's kind of like,
yeah,
but from the beginning, even like Johnny's witnesses were fucking sensational. I have to give it to Johnny's witnesses
because
they brought up a lot of people. They brought up a lot of people who worked for Johnny and who knew of Amber and her little her ways. You know?
The tantrum.
There's this one guy. There's two guys that stand out for me. One guy, he was vaping while he was talking to them. And the whole time he was telling them, Mr. Depp has never, I've never seen anything of that nature. And you could tell with them, the last guy that killed me was the guy who gave his, I think it was the last witness or the second to last witness. He gave his testimony a few days before they gave out a verdict.
dude was nonchalant. I think I sent it to the group, bro. Nonchalant.
Oh, yeah.
The attorney, Amber Heard's attorney or defense attorney, was kept on saying, "Oh, this is your 15 minutes of fame. Oh, this is you showing off." Umchita was just like, I don't have anything to gain from this. I used to work for Mr. Depp, but I really have nothing to gain from this.
Finish him.
And I could say the same thing for you by representing Amber Heard. I was like, ooh, damn.
Gotcha, bitch. And you know what's even worse? You know, it's the biggest W. This bro's gonna be bankrupt after this because Johnny lost paper. Now he's coming back for his own, and she ain't got it like that. So hey, ooh, bitch.
But she ain't got it like that.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I feel as if, as people, we're forgetting that pathological liars actually exist in this world. That's why I hate this whole thing of this, your, like, telling my truth and this, your truth, my truth, and then the what is your story, my story, and the truth. No. Sometimes you have truth. It's just the truth. Sometimes you have to realize that people do lie in this world. That's what this new era or day and age has now tried to throw on us. So we know everything is through the lens.
Crazy is normal.
No, that's true.
And but the believe all women thing.
Yeah, but
this believe all women thing as well.
Of course,
well.
But in general, I'm saying, we'll see, everything is now through the lens of perspective. So if I don't perceive it, it's not going to be that way just because I said so. Nah, this person's a pathological liar. We forget that certain.
Wait, hold on.
We forget that certain humanly aspects still exist in people. Because now we're trying to create our own avatars and say, well, you know, I identify as A, B, C, and D. Be kind, be nicer to people. You don't know what they're going through. But then it's usually those are the ones that are doing some fucked up shit to people. So it's like we keep trying to reinvent ourselves and trying to convince people of who we are. But then we keep disregarding human nature and how people actually are. But yeah.
And another thing, bro. I hate bringing genital politics into this thing, but this, if anything, and I like this because it's not just about men or women, but if anything, the happenings of the past year or so, like the big celebrity news, whatever, has been reminding, I don't know about everyone, but me, is that it's very important, guys, stop dating mentally fucked up people. Like, we date mentally fucked up people too much. To the point that it blurs your perception. Because, bro, this Amber Heard thing is no different from the boy on the block who's now catching heat because so-and-so said this about him, and apparently he did that. Obviously, not every gent has a Johnny Depp lawyer and everything to put his case on plea, but a lot of niggas have caught some L's because of so-and-so was said, and this was said, and that was said. And obviously, bro, when we see crocodile tears from Galau, everyone's buying it, and he's gonna be cost out quick.
Yeah, but let's also be real. Niggas are also mentally unstable out here. We can't necessarily
absolutely
women. So
and niggas, I'm not pinning it on women. This is I think the fact is, let's look at what the thing actually is.
Yeah, but
let's
also
find the truth.
At the same time, also niggas will also gravitate towards what they know or what they are. So, like we were saying last week, when we were saying about the cheating thing, it's like you just know your person. So if you like toxic women and you're a toxic person, you only gravitate towards toxicity. If you're a normal person, mentally healthy, you only gravitate. You will experience other people, of course,
but it
won't stick as much. And the people that you constantly encounter will be the same because that's low-key who you are. You're low-key dysfunctional. So at the same time, it's not necessarily genital politics or even gender politics, but also it's just, for me now, I look at everything from a human standpoint.
I'm thinking,
niggas do this, women do this. As a human being,
and women do that.
As a human being, what she said was fucked up. What she did was fucked up. He also admitted to his mistakes, but then his mistakes weren't as fucking crazy as hers. Of course not. So it's like, yo, listen. He also admits to Gutsai, so it shows Gutsai he likes that type or he's used to that type. So he now has to change that type or change that thing about him. Because if he constantly keeps going back to chicks like that, he'll constantly have to fight. Can't deny if he's also mentally fucked up, he'll also need to work on himself and then find himself somewhere. So, as much as he was the victim, he also needs to work on himself in the future too.
Yeah, that's true. People, all of us need to work on ourselves because sometimes, bro, we like going to places where we're gonna get messed up because it's a, I don't know, bro, it's a psychological there's just something not right with your pathology as a person, where you consistently put yourself in harm's way. And I just think people just need to be very cognizant of that. And I don't want to be all, yeah, kumbaya, whatever. But I, the man them who are moving with Dora the Explorer, game in, game out. For me, it's also
a thing of when you're a person who doesn't necessarily gravitate towards the public. Okay, actually, fuck that shit. To me, there's no such thing as a stupid person. I use that word a lot, and I will continue to use it, but there's no such thing as a stupid person. It's just people have the inability to think. So it's like, okay, cool. If I'm going to do something and I start thinking, okay, sure, if I do this, what else are my actions going to affect? Some people don't have that step in their head who would say, okay, if I do this, what else is it going to affect? It's like, okay, let me do it. Fuck it. Whatever happens after that, I'll deal with this. So it's just a lack of critical thinking skills that makes people fuck up 90% of their lives.
Yes, sir. This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga.
That's facts. And it's PPM as well sometimes. It's just long-term PPM.
Yeah. That's something that I don't know, like, as I might cheat up, right? Like, sometimes it's like, there's a time and place for everything. I was saying this to Kane the other day. We walked past a pretty chick and all that stuff, but we didn't say anything to her. And in my head, I already read her. And so it's like, okay, sure, this one, she's going to want us to talk to her, even though she has, like, we could see. And then when he said this, I was like, boom. This is why I like being places with my niggas, because my niggas understand when and when not to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Experience is the best teacher. Yeah, but I don't want to be genital politics.
Genital politics. I just think it's when you are a person, especially as gents, it's when you have lack of self-control and you're someone who lives through their vices. Because whether we like it or not, women are a vice for a lot of us, right? And for a lot of us, self-worth is determined by women. Like, you could be successful in so many different endeavors, academics, whatever. Even in school, coming up, I remember I sat and I thought about this. Like, niggas were in school winning in academics. They were doing well in sports. But it was the niggas who were doing well with the girl who we always looked at like, no, this is the man who needs to put me on. Like, this guy's whole trajectory, his life trajectory is different because he's doing well in the education aspects. He could get a scholarship. He could go to Harvard. He could do a lot of things. But this nigga who can put his dick somewhere for 15 minutes and bust it, that's the one we want to daps. And it's like, yeah, the way we look at things, it's a bit off. And I think outside of just women as well, partying, alcohol, so many things, we look at the world too much through our own vices, man. And I think it's a problem.
I think we can lend that, though, to prehistoric, like, it's like a cockfight.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Pause.
What?
Yeah. But cocks. Like, no, cocks. Like a cock and a chicken.
Oh. You mean a rooster. Like, I don't know why you had to do too much. Just say a rooster.
Isn't there a difference?
Aye, bro. I just know it's a rooster, bro. But anyway, continue.
But a cockfight.
The fuck am I hearing? I just come back and I just see a cockfight. What the fuck? What's going on, guys?
Yeah, I was explaining that it comes from just like with I use the cockfight as an explanation from innate masculinity is like that, and because after winning the in a cockfight, after the reward is a woman or the chickens. The hens, that's your reward. You be with the hens because all the hens love you. That's how it used to work. So I think it's a natural thing. That's why we used to mainly gravitate towards that as youngins. But as we grow up, we need to start adding value or looking towards things that actually have value and add them to our masculinity.
Yep. And just life, man, because you realize that certain things, bro, they're fun when you don't have them, but when you have them in abundance, you really get over it. And I think that's something that's happening in my life right now, man. I'm realizing certain things that I place so much value on don't matter as the things that I actually place value on. But because, bro, like coming...
Also realize that we are, like, at that age where shit is gonna start changing for us mentally, specifically because we're in our mid-20s. So mentally, we're gonna change dramatically. Shit that you found interesting 5 years ago won't be interesting to you today. So it's not necessarily a man thing, but it's a human thing. Like we were saying, it's a human thing where
your
mindsets will change. But at the end of the day, if your mindset changes for the better, it's good for you. But I know we have to, like I said earlier, we are now at the stage or at the age where we now have to purposely put the work in order for our lives to be like such and like such and like such, or exactly. Our mentalities to be straight.
Exactly.
Let me quickly cap this off. I realized that we have a people problem on earth. People don't know themselves. We constantly look or we constantly chase life and try to figure out life. We never necessarily want to figure out ourselves and figure out, I can't believe I want to say this, our purpose in life. We never want to actually like figure out what we like, what we want. We look at something, and if everyone else agrees, we want to also agree with that. Some people are like that. Some people are not like that. But then some people that aren't like that also want to force their individuality on other people and say, your shit is stupid. Look at what I'm doing. None of y'all are doing this shit.
That's true.
That's facts. And you know, this is why we have, it's a people issue for sure. But the only reason I said it the way I did on Let Me Mansplain is because the way that issue manifests, it manifests a specific way for gents, right? And that's why I put it in that thing. That's why I talked about it as a gent, because I think it's different, man. It's different, but it's the same thing where we live through our vices. Now, it manifests a different way. Abo Soft Life, Abo Sabawell Merchants, they live their life a different way. And I think at the end of it all, the only thing I take away from it is that just spend time with yourself, sort your own shit up, and get your shit together and come right, man. Easier said than done, of course, but the reward at the end of the day is so good. Just like calling Black Label. More reward at the end of the day.
Sensational.
Sensational, dog. Sensational. Yo, you niggas shut me down so abruptly. Too abruptly. Jesus Christ, when was the last time I used that word, abruptly? Guys, I realized a nigga knows too much English for his own good now.
Well, who's a team?
Yeah. Hey, your kind regards, kind regards, bro. That shit pushes shit to a whole other level.
I also realize that not to offer him too much, but also realize that people didn't learn shit in high school or in mostly high school, where it came to writing emails, typing emails, writing letters. There's no
structure man
in their fucking emails or messages and the fucking slang. It's like, sometimes, guys, let's actually just try to be corporate or try to be professional. Get your spelling right. Autocorrect is there for you too. Don't use words out of context. You know what I'm saying? Nah, guys, come on, let's go. Let's be serious about our shit sometimes. That shit pisses me off sometimes. I get an email, you're gonna come, bro, this other fucking, I don't know, he was like a manager. He starts his email off with Shab Shab. Oh, hell no. I'm like, number one, the fact that you're not black. Bruh, number one, the fact that you're not black and you're saying that to me. Now I'm going to sit here like, the fuck you think this is? And then people told me, no, this guy's like super chill. But I'm like, don't say Shab Shab to me. This is email. You don't know who I am. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, maybe I'm taking myself too seriously, but nah. In the workplace, no one's your friend, bro. So, nah. Don't say shop shop to
me. Yeah, we all here for this paper, man. It's fake love, man. It's fake love. When you're acting like we're a poor corporate family, what? No, man.
Bro, I understand. My maturity understands working together for us to reach a common goal. I'm not saying let's be best friends to try and reach the score. Being best friends won't reach the score. Otherwise, we're going to sit and talk to each other the whole day if we're best friends. If we're going to work together, then we're going to be like, all right, we know that this is work, but after this, nothing else.
There's no need for anything else, man. And that's the problem. We try to be too buddy-buddy and blur the lines.
Right. And we also need to realize, not everyone's your friend. You can't call everyone your friend. It's just this person's your acquaintance, your colleague, your whatever, your sister's brother's friend.
Bro.
Let's stop acting like we're cool with everyone.
Bro, Yazi, that's something I've been thinking about quite a lot as of late. And I've realized sometimes
we fool ourselves into this false sense of security, thinking we have so many options when we really don't. And what I mean by that is not that you don't have options and there's nothing for you, but the more fussy or the more selective you are, the less options you have. You feel me? Like, in terms of the people you can get with, whether it be in a romantic sense, in a business sense, in a whatever sense, the more selective you become, the less people you have. So if you, for an example, business-wise, all your goal is to do is to make money, you can do business with practically everyone because that's the goal of every business. But when you start acting things that I want people with this character, this vision of this caliber, doing this in this industry, that you now cut and size down those options. They're cool. Even when you have friends, you're like, oh, I just want to have a good time. Wow, literally everyone on the planet Earth can be a friend. But when you start defining what that good time is, and you start defining the principles you want these people to live by, and you start defining things, that list gets withered down. Even though we hate this topic or we hate the thing of genital politics, but when it comes to just the women you entertain, niggas want to be like, I can get every girl. Why would that be a proud thing? Yes, the capability, sure, absolutely. You want to be able to be competent. But this thing of everyone just fits. Yeah, everyone fits with you. Or everyone can get.
When I stood there, when I stand there, when I'm obese, when I call it cool.
You know, even when we take it away from looks, just character.
Shebana pins.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But anyway, dogs, I think for me, man, I think that was apt. That was enough. I'm full.
I'm right.
I think with that, guys, because we're full and we have been satisfied with the level of ism that has been displayed on today's part, I think I'd like to close it out by reminding everyone that you know what it was, you know what it is, and you know what it's always going to be. This is the Let Me Mansplain podcast. That goes LMNOP.
Hi.
Now I ignore him when he tries to reach. I ignore him now. Let him reach. It's fine. He must reach only once. He lost the point. He can reach. It's fine.
I puppet, but man. You know what, man? As always, it was yours truly, man. Fear preparing your area.
Oh snap. My bad. Yeah, see, I wasn't even paying attention. My bad. I know. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Home teacher. Screw it.
I know. Listen.
This was the world.
This was Wesley Sniper.
This is Kane.
Bro, this man off the tone. Hey, this man. Oh, no, guys. We need to take ourselves seriously. Professionalism. I get.
Come on. I get.
It's the end, niggas. It's the end.
Hi, professionalism, nigga. But yeah, man, as always, you know what this was, you know what this is, you know what's always going to be. The world's most sensational podcast, the Let Me Mansplain podcast, where everything.
I am just trying, guys.
Hey, everything. Listen, your clothes are not outside getting soaked by the motherfucking rain. Fuck you on about.
Utosile, Lona. Utosile. No, my God, I had the same experience like 2 minutes ago. Home.
My clothes. Shit.
But me anyway, too, my clothes.
We're everything.
Everything.
Everything goes just as long as you can mansplain it. Jesus Christ.